At 7:06, it is sunny and 37 degrees in Tulsa, on our way to 68 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Arkansas River this morning is getting attention along the Potomac. 70 Tulsa area community leaders are in Washington, D.C. this week. Tulsa Chamber of Commerce President Mike Neal says they are there discussing river development with Washington insiders.
Supporting the development and really putting water in the river. We're supporting work of the Corps of Engineers to implement the Arkansas River Corridor Master Plan.
Neal says the delegation is also talking about health issues as well as the transportation infrastructure. Turley gets its sewer services from the city of Tulsa, and apparently the city of Tulsa has not been charging all of the Turley residents for that service. Tulsa has found some 200 Turley customers that have not been paying for sewer and now plans to back bill them on an average of $1,300. Turley residents get water from a rural water district. Concerns from neighbors about a potential buyer for the site of the burned-down Barnard Elementary School prompts the Tulsa Public Schools to seek public comment. Now, the school site is at 17th and South Lewis, and the proposed buyer has plans for a medical facility on the site. TPS's Chris Payne says the district wants to address the concerns that residents may have, though he says the sale of the property could help the school district.
You know, the fact is, I mean, these are dollars that we can apply where they're desperately needed.
A public hearing is set for 6 o'clock this evening. It'll be at the Wilson Academy. That's at 11th and South Delaware. The National Energy Policy Institute will release its report later today. It has taken several years to draft the report on America's energy future. Now, the conference is being held here on the TU campus. In fact, Rich Fisher will have the organization's president today on Studio Tulsa, coming up at 11:30 this morning. Well, the third time is the charm for those trying to get a beer sampling bill passed in Oklahoma. After two failed attempts, this week a measure allowing licensed brewers to serve free samples of beer passes. Now, Eric Marshall with Marshall Brewing Company here in Tulsa says craft beer making is growing and becoming a popular industry.
And so we feel like that is a good opportunity. We feel like this is a great tool for us, you know, to be able to allow folks to come see this and experience it and know what it's all about.
The beer sampling law goes into effect on November 1st. Attorneys general from all across the region will be in Oklahoma City to discuss some of the best practices in crime prevention, with a specific focus on reducing violent crime. The National Association of Attorneys General Midwestern Region is holding the meeting today and tomorrow at the Skirvin Hotel in downtown Oklahoma City. An agreement between the governor and Senate and House leaders creates a pay-as-you-go infrastructure plan for the state. It also forms a Capital Planning Commission, which will first address repairing the state capitol building. Oklahoma House Speaker T.W. Shannon says that's a priority.
First priority of that, which is this building, which is really the emblem of our democracy and fixing the state capitol. We'll be addressing that first using the revenue growth from fiscal year 2014 to pay for those repairs.
About $120 million over the next 2 years will be used to repair the crumbling Capitol building. Our weather forecast, plentiful sunshine today and very nice. We'll have a high this afternoon of 68. Tonight, rain will be possible, down to 49 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, showers or maybe a stray thunderstorm or two, a high of 60. And on Saturday, sunshine in 69. Now in Tulsa, we have sunshine and 37. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.